It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Thursday, December 4th. I'm Patricia Naft. The police shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, has sparked a national conversation about race, excessive force, and military equipment being issued to police departments around the U.S. Last week, Darren Wilson, the officer who shot Michael Brown, was acquitted of all charges, igniting more unrest in the Ferguson community. KBNF intern Kristen Evans spoke with some residents of Paonia about these events to get their reaction to this issue.
What may appear to be heavy-handed is part of the process of development of police forces that are better equipped to deal with large protests, because that seems to be what's coming down the pipe as the world gets more polarized and these issues become more difficult to ignore.
Personally, I've noticed that when there's such an event as a riot or a large protest, the authority figures don't seem to actually poll the populace for solutions. Instead of sending a dozen people down there with clipboards to poll the entire populace and sending a couple of $1,000 into the situation to try and figure out how to set up nonprofits or organizations or solutions or partial solutions to the problem, instead of that, it seems that, in my own personal view, authority really has absolutely no interest in sharing power or finding even solutions until after first it's established that they're in absolute and total control.
I think that he should have been charged. It's just so upsetting, and to know that our young people are in such danger, and I don't care who you are, you're not safe anymore, even from police. Our young people are the answer to our country, and I can't believe that this is happening to our young people. And this is not, I'm still upset about the decision in Florida. And so it's a shame that here we are in 2014 and we're still fighting.
I have probably a unique view, but one that's widespread around here, that most of these public events of the last 15 or 20 years are staged. They're using crisis actors. The media is coordinated to make an event like that look like something that somebody wants us to think about. I mean, I pay a little bit of attention, but I think it's bad for your health to pay attention to this stuff.
I just am sorry about the violence that's come about as a result. I don't think it's helping the cause. And I think we need to keep up the discussion, but not with violence, and see if we can improve the relationship within the community and the police departments.
What's going on in Ferguson, I think, is an unfortunate violent unrest that is a step in greater exposure and ultimately greater equality among race. It's just unfortunate that has to come in such ugly ways.
In police departments, there's always one bad apple. And we, I think, police chiefs around this nation try to weed out those bad apples. We do have good officers that act in the best interests of the people. That's why we're there, to protect the people.
To hear more on this issue, tune into Local Motion next Tuesday. We'll hear more community reaction to Ferguson and a complete interview with Delta Chief of Police Robert Thomas, the last voice in that montage. The effects of that incident are being felt across the nation, and Colorado isn't excluded. Hundreds of students walked out of Denver's East High School yesterday to honor Michael Brown. Students like East High senior Haley Morgan say police violence against teenagers must end.
We're here to support those who, the black people, young men that have been killed by officers and nothing has been done about it. Because we want to take a stand because we're tired of like not having anything done about it. Because black lives matter.
CPR reports that students marched from the school to downtown shouting, "Hands up, don't shoot." High school walkouts are taking place across the country today. The Denver Post also reports that four Denver police officers, all on bicycles and monitoring that event, were struck by a speeding car. The car then crashed into another car in a parking lot. All four officers were injured, one critically so. The critically injured officer has spent hours in surgery. There has been no official reason given for the event. An Air Force pilot from Newcastle was killed over the weekend when his F-16 crashed in the Middle East. Captain William Dubois was part of Operation Inherent Resolve, the effort against ISIS. His plane crashed while returning to base. The cause of the crash is still being investigated. Yesterday, at the 150th anniversary and commemoration ceremony, Governor John Hickenlooper apologized to the descendants of the Sand Creek Massacre. He's the first governor in Colorado history to offer an apology for the massacre.
We should not be afraid to criticize and condemn that which is inexcusable. So I'm here to offer something that has been too long in coming. And on behalf of the state of Colorado, I want to apologize. And I don't make that apology lightly. I talked to all the living former governors of Colorado that goes back, stretches back 40 years, and each one of them agrees and in spirit is standing here beside me.
Around 200 Cheyenne and Arapaho Indians, mostly women and children, were killed by U.S. soldiers at the Sand Creek Massacre. The National Audubon Society and its local chapters need help counting birds this holiday season. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
The 115th annual Christmas Bird Count starts December 14th. Bird enthusiasts across the world will get out their binoculars and notepads to count the feathered creatures they see in their communities. The Black Canyon Audubon Society and the Bureau of Land Management are looking for volunteers to help assess local bird populations. John Horn is the president of Black Canyon Audubon.
That information is compiled and it's available for scientific research in the present and the future. So we have a good amount of information over 115 years so that we can kind of gauge changes in bird populations.
Bird counting events are scheduled in Gunnison, Montrose, Delta, and Hotchkiss. Horn says people who want to help count should contact Black Canyon Audubon. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Up next, Tay and the Sweet Sound. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.